When approaching this quality of life indicators report, how do you begin?
It actually began back in 2006 when Howard Brooks, who then worked for Pikes Peak United Way, began to ask questions around the community about how is our quality of life, and found that there were no benchmarks. And he identified different vision councils or sectors and began to gather people about what should we be measuring? What indicators should we look at for the quality of life? So in 2007, the first report came out. It's a huge community effort. Hundreds of volunteers are identifying what indicators matter, figuring out where to find that data, and then what to do with it.
Could you run through what those indicators are that you look at?
There are 150 indicators. There are 11 sections, and we really wanted to cover all different types of things: transportation, the arts, recreation, social well-being, community engagement, health, education. So those are just a few of the 11 that we're really looking at.
So in this report that you guys have just released, what are some of the most significant findings?
Some of the key findings are around the economy. We're seeing that we are recovering, but not as quickly as we would like. Our unemployment rate is far above the state and national averages. We also have found that in terms of jobs, we are not recovering from the burst of the technological bubble, as well as things like our manufacturing jobs. We just have not bounced back as quickly as some of our comparison cities.
The economy is not recovering as quickly. What are some other ones?
So we have an aging population in this community, and that plays into affordable housing, transportation, second careers, third careers, volunteer opportunities, and medical and assisted living. Those are going to be really critical when it comes to caring for our aging population. On the other end of that spectrum, we're finding that our young professionals, our young working population, 25 to 44, are not staying here in the region. So we are below the critical threshold of 30% of our population. And that's critical because that's what other corporate and headquarter organizations are looking for in terms of a workforce in order to move here to our region.
Mental health is something in this report that's quite striking. The suicide rates in Colorado Springs are higher than in the state and in the country. There's significantly fewer psychiatric professionals than in other similar cities or in the country on average. Could you elaborate on that issue and on the findings that you guys have?
You've really hit on something that we've seen as we've convened the different sectors. When we look for those common threads, mental health and healthcare is so important. But it's not just important for one population, it really crosses all boundaries. So whether it's our seniors or our working population, it's critically important. And yet we have fewer psychiatrists in our community. We have very few providers who take Medicare or Medicaid, which is one of the greatest needs in a population with the dynamic and the demographic that we have. So we are finding things like suicides or child abuse or adult abuse, senior abuse, as some critical issues that are coming as a result of not addressing our mental health. We also have a very poor substance abuse recovery situation. We have very little detox, very little avenues or institutes where people can go if they want to get help in those arenas. That all plays into our community's health and well-being, our safety, our ability to keep and be productive at work. All of those things play in.
In addition to the quality of life indicators report, the Pikes Peak United Way is also conducting community conversations where they bring people together in different parts of the community to discuss their aspirations for Colorado Springs. And I actually had the opportunity to participate in one of these. And there was something so kind of democratic about it in a way, you know, this convening a diverse group of people to say, this is what I think is wrong in Colorado Springs. And this is kind of how I think we could fix it. And it seems like that's kind of part of the spirit of this whole project, the Quality of Life Indicators Report, is to try and just bring people in on a basic level to think critically about their community and to feel like they can shape their community in a way that they want to shape it.
Yes, these community conversations have really grown out of the Quality of Life Indicators. Though they're separate efforts, one truly flows out of the other. And it's been really exciting as we've done now close to 27 community conversations to hear what folks feel like they hope for our community, what they would love to brag about our community in 5 years from now. What do we aspire to? And then to begin to allow them to dig into what are the concerns, what are the issues, and what are the solutions. So we are finding, surprisingly, whether we're talking to juvenile delinquents, or we're talking to seniors, or we're talking to a yoga class, or we're talking to church volunteers, or we're talking to folks who work in the media, we're not finding really different hopes and aspirations for our community. They desire safety. They desire quality jobs. They want to retain quality workers. They want services and access to services for our vulnerable populations. And then there are some underlying things that are going on as well around transportation, acceptance of diversity, the need for collaboration, the importance of education as it plays into those other factors. It's amazing to me, regardless of who we're talking to, the common threads we're really hearing. And that's where the momentum will come. We can use this quantitative information and that qualitative, the people's thoughts, the people's desires, the people's hopes, to figure out where we as a community need to invest and where we can have the greatest impact, not just because there's money, but because there's human resources, people who want to be a part of those solutions.
Carrie Cram, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.